Hello and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell, and I want to say Happy New Year. One, this is the first episode of the new year. Wow, we made it. We had a great year, 2023, going through everything. And now we're on to 2024. I'm really excited. A lot of things happen in between me not talking. A lot of things happen with me not posting. And again, I want to transition away from so much of ghost and scary stories, movies, those type of things. I think where we are today is a different direction. I think we'll talk more about preservation, more about cemeteries. I mean, that's what it's called, right? Cemetery Tales Podcast. So that's where we're going to begin. But first, I want to give, hey, so I have a lot of subscribers, a lot of people that's involved. I start with Spotify. We almost at 100 followers, just exclusively on Spotify. I mean, every other platform been phenomenal. If it's iTunes or Google, like everybody, you guys, I'm telling you, I really appreciate it. You guys been nothing but phenomenal. Now with all just being around, that I don't even know how to explain it. I'm ecstatic. I'm really happy that so many people listen to the podcast and so many people support the podcast. I mean, I started this thing in January 2018, and I never thought that when I started this thing that it would grow to where it is today. And the crazy part about it, it's not even where it's where I wanted to go yet. It's not even there yet. It's amazing. So I don't want to say this is the 6 year anniversary show. I don't want to say that, but I'm just really happy that so many people been supporting through this time, and everything's been organic. I haven't promoted anything. Only I think last year when I finally started posting, like on the IG page, Instagram page, like I really started, but everything else, no, it's all organic. Like I haven't reached out to my own family or my own friends, like, hey, listen, check this out. I haven't did any of those things. And to have as many plays, to have the audience size and the many followers and listeners, man, I appreciate you all. I actually have my first monthly subscriber, so I say, Patricia, I appreciate you for being a monthly supporter. That is amazing. You are amazing. So I guess we get into the episode. So it's gonna be a little different. I want to talk about some things that in my time working in cemeteries. I've been doing this since 2006. So I'm really close to 20 years now doing this. It's amazing. Even when I wasn't directly working in the cemetery for those years in Houston, Texas, I still worked in the cemetery. I had, two businesses that was ran outside of work dealing with the cemetery monument, business and headstone cleaning. And it was pretty good. Again, I've been around this industry literally since 2006. That's amazing. That's amazing. So I just want to say a couple of things. So one, of course, we talk about the hidden gems. I'm gonna share some insights with all this time working in the cemetery. And sometimes we forget that cemeteries, they often hold these hidden gems. We usually forget about those things. We forget about the unique markers, the headstones, the symbols, even the sections. It's sections that in a lot of our cemeteries, regardless if it's rural, municipal, or anything, we forget about those things. Each symbol, each headstone, each person, it's a story. And we have to understand about the community involved from the evolution, from the beginning of when that cemetery started to present day. A lot of times we forget the importance of the history of our cemeteries. We also forget about the sanctuary of our cemeteries, the beauty of our cemeteries, the green spaces, the animals. When I was in fifth grade, Miss Kirby, I think her name was Miss Fowler, but Miss Kirby, and she taught me about farm bee when it comes to, fish and amphibians and reptiles and mammals and birds. Farm bee, I never forget that. I'm a fifth grade, I never forget that. It was a great teacher right there. And I actually loved her class. It was great. And I learned a lot. And when you start looking at our cemeteries, that natural or native species, a lot of those things are gone. I have a joy of working alongside a friends group that has a passion for this cemetery. And really all cemeteries, when you start talking more and in depth to everyone, one particular this cemetery, and like you wouldn't think about the things of like, let's say poison ivy or salamanders. You wouldn't think about those things, but that's important to your cemetery. Blue jays and cardinals, woodpeckers, important to your cemetery. Sometimes we lose that. When we go into our cemeteries, we don't realize it's not just a place of history and final resting places, but it's a thing of beauty. So as I move on, let's talk about, one thing that's challenging in cemeteries is the restoration. But it's rewarding. It's challenging but rewarding. You gotta be prepared to look past that overgrown vegetation. Look past those weathered stones or weathered buildings. The deterioration of so many things because of just time. We gotta understand that it's a delicate balance to preserve that history when you start looking at the aesthetics of things. So when you want to, like, let's say you're going to preserve things that, coming from a guy, had a business, right? So when it comes to like cleaning gravestones, you want to use soft bristle brushes. You don't want to ever power wash stones. I was on YouTube and I seen people do that. Why are you power washing? Why are you power washing the stones? That's crazy. So you telling me you power wash the sandstone? Why? That's ridiculous. Just my opinion. I mean, more people. I think somewhere in there, we lost connection. And I told myself I just want to just talk. I don't want to edit anything. I just want to just talk and just get it all out on this episode of insights and nature and the gems in the cemetery. So I just want to just go as I'm talking, So, as I mentioned before, the cutoff, you want to use soft bristle brushes and not power washing stones. You want to use water. You want to use a biodegradable cleaner, nothing acidic. Wet and forget is fantastic. Be careful with chemicals. You're talking about vegetation control. You start looking around headstones. Trim, be cautious and careful when you're trimming around stones. Using chemicals, Vanquish, Pendulum, with the yellow tint. Now they have some new biodegradable that's going around, that's helpful. Every state's a little different. Like if, for example, using Roundup, every state is not a fan of glyphosate or Roundup, but it's got to be mindful of using certain type of herbicides, pesticides, and eco-friendly environments. You know, you don't want to destroy all species, just those invasives, right? You know. And again, when it comes to repairing stones, you want to have a professional or expert to do those stone repairs. It's not easy to just do those things. Now, you can learn. Oh, and repetition is a great way. You don't necessarily have to be a stonemason or anything like that, but you constantly keep doing the work. You can maintain and handle those regular 2x1s and 15x10s and some of the slants and bevel markers. You can handle those, but just be mindful when you're dealing with those that you can injure yourself. You know, some are heavier than you expect. I want to take a real quick brief moment. So I want to say this. A couple other podcasts reached out to me and I haven't got back. I apologize. I am all in favor of collaborating. You know, we shouldn't be in a competition where it's my podcast is trumping yours. Our niche is too small or limited to think that we're going to try to outshine when we really need to all work together. It actually would help our platforms, help our audience understand the different ideas, ideologies of each one of us. When we start talking about cemeteries, some of us tell scary stories, or some of us actually visit a variety of cemeteries and tell their history, some with stones, symbols, you know, different things. So I'm in favor of collaborating. I think we all should. It should never be one is better than another. You know, we all in this together in reality. But continuing on, you know, when you start looking at the environmental impact of the cemetery, right? So cemeteries, they are eco friendly, right? Now, of course, the practice of green burials is on the rise. You know, this green initiatives is coming on. You know, one thing that I'm working on is green burial space at one of our cemeteries to keep up with the trends, as they say. But it's really the right way to go in reality. That's just my opinion. You know, I would say consider that the natural burial, green burial, and sustainable, you know, landscaping practices. It minimizes the environmental impact. That's just me. Just me talking. You know, everybody doesn't feel that way. I start looking at community involvement. In order to have a successful cemetery, you need to have volunteers. You need to have your local organizations. You need to have people that love cemeteries. Help. Have them contribute in preserving the cemetery's legacy. I couldn't even tell you the importance of having volunteers. You know, some cemeteries, when they don't get the staffing, well, volunteers help. You know, it's not a, oh, those guys don't do anything. It's like, no, just help. Help. It's not just the city or government-ran cemetery, right? You know, it's not just the local town village cemetery. It's your community cemetery. And sometimes I think we lose that aspect because just think, somebody in your family is buried at one of these cemeteries, right? Sometimes you feel like, oh, that cemetery is not maintaining my particular family's headstone. But their job, when it comes to perpetual care, is just to maintain the overall cemetery. So one individual stone may get missed, you know, because the job is to make sure that the whole cemetery is maintained. But the bigger thing is, on top of the actual workers, volunteers come in. That actually enriches and helps the community that way, along with having, of course, an educational initiative, right? So, cemeteries, they're great resources for education, of course, history. The guided tours, phenomenal, phenomenal. We have a great team here with the friends, fantastic. Those tours are amazing. You know, we need to start getting some workshops, some other educational programs. This is for everybody that's listening. I don't want to make it like I'm just talking about just like me in particular. This is just my thoughts on all cemeteries. that we need to do better overall as a group when it comes to things that we love and we all that's listening love cemeteries or love the idea or something around it, around cemeteries, you know. But that education is important when you start looking again towards the workshops, the different educational programs to share that history, that culture, right? The significance of the cemetery with your community, right? Right? That's what it's all about. You know, and then also to stay current with the times. So you want to leverage technology. You know, everything should be right almost in the palm of your hand. That makes things a lot easier, right? Let's say you want to do genealogy and you're like, okay, let me type in, let's say Terrell, me, type in your last name. Boom. Oh man, how many Terrells? Where is my family? Where are they buried at? Oh, they're here. You know, that's like doing DNA, ancestry, anything. Like, don't you want to know your history? You know, history repeats itself, but also you can learn things about yourself that you didn't know why you act the way you act, or why you are the way you are, or why maybe this same tooth that's bothering me is the same tooth that bothered your father, your grandfather, your great grandfather, your great great. It's like, oh man, it's crazy, right? Or just the fact that you can learn something cool, because that's the thing nowadays. Learn something cool. Oh man, hey, my dad swam. You know, he took a boat from Cuba over to Florida. And he was here. Or, hey, we came from Ireland and we made it to New York City, NYC. We there. We made it. And like, those things matter, man. That's why we need to really start caring about our cemeteries. You know, that cultural, that heritage, that it means a lot. I mean, cemeteries are that. They're repositories of cultural heritage, right? It's the link from the past, and it gives you that sense of identity. It fosters that sense of identity. It's the whole purpose. You know, the importance of cemeteries comes into the reflections of the spaces when you start doing like quiet reflection, right? So you in a cemetery should provide you solace when you're mourning, connecting everyone with their roots, their family members that they lost, friends that they lost, colleagues, co-workers, you know, or just an inspiring story. You know, some of the people that's buried, you know, I can use Frederick Douglass or Susan B. Anthony. They touched so many people's lives. That why wouldn't you want to go visit their headstone? You know, why wouldn't you want to visit their family plots? You know, and see everyone. That matters. You know, you get a sense of that warm feeling inside of, oh my goodness, what they did matters. I mean, go back to cemeteries or like living history books, right? A guy I know, Dennis Carr. This guy's amazing. We started talking about history, man's on it. And he talks about these things, right? And we all should talk about these things when it comes to what cemeteries are when it comes to that history preservation. Preserving that history is crucial, essential, seriously, seriously. It's crucial for future generations. Also to ensure that the stones of all of these individuals, for all these communities that harbor these cemeteries, it's not lost in time. So we got to remember that, you know, community is everything. Cemeteries are great spaces. I know some people do events, celebrations, people get married. You know, there's weddings in cemeteries, if you didn't know. It's not just quote unquote bad occasions. You know, you can have joyous occasions in the cemetery as well. You know, I mean, ultimately, it's serving as a gathering place for remembrance. So, before I close, I just wanted to say, you know, doing this all this time it's been so beneficial. It helps that having social skills matters, having awareness, you know, high EQ, those things when it comes to empathy, sympathy, Those things matter. And working in this line of work, it matters. It shows the passion. I try to tell people about the passion I have for cemeteries and the people. Passion I have for the community when it comes to putting it all together. Passion I have for the history, the culture, the heritage. It's a variety of everything in the cemetery. But that everything can be just a little bit more. It's more about that balance, the delicate balance of preservation, restoration, and community engagement. That will ensure that cemeteries continue to serve as a meaningful space for generations to come. So that's my episode today. I just want to get that out. I feel like it was necessary. I want to say thank you for all the subscribers, supporters, and for another phenomenal episode. And I feel like this is the right way to start off 2024. Now, I may do another one like this. I kind of doing it like this a little bit. It's a little different, a different little pace. Eventually, we can start doing our series. So I guess I'll talk a little bit about it, right? So the goal is to eventually do a couple of different type of series in the cemetery, in all cemeteries. I'm sorry, my nose kind of acting funny right now. Sorry. I think it's good to really showcase the importance of our cemeteries and the people. The goal is to do a Whisper of Echoes, maybe I call it, maybe. I might think of a different name, something a little better than that. Maybe Whispers of the Past. I like that. That's a good one. Whispers of the Past. I think we could do a series and we start talking about how forgotten featured graves and forgotten people. Maybe featured graves, forgotten legends, but featured graves, forgotten people. And we'll break it down and start talking about unusual grave sites and markers as well. Again, the ghosts, we really go away from that, I'll be honest, for a little bit. I do have a lot of things. I want to put that more in the locus of horror that I've talked about previous episodes, but I'll let you guys know when that's like up. I just have an Instagram page right now, but once it's up and things start rolling, I'll let you guys know. And of course, that preservation. We have to talk about preservation efforts in our cemeteries, and I hope that more listeners can tell their stories, not just about cemeteries per se, but just anything that they want to share in regards to anything in the genre, if it's death and dying, rituals, different practices, or if you just want to ask me different questions as a cemetery manager, I'm all on board. Let me know. Again, you can reach me on the Instagram page, Cemetery Tales Podcast. You can message me there. We're still using our Gmail right now. Email address, cemeterytalespodcast@gmail.com. Again, support. You guys been phenomenal with the subscribing to Spotify and for the monthly supporters that's supporting. Again, I appreciate you. But thank you. Phenomenal episode, I feel. I think that we're gonna have a great 2024. And it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. And I'm excited, man. 6 years? Wow. But thank you. Till next time.